I invite your attention this morning to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 7. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 7. Verse number 34. Luke, chapter 7, and verse 34. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine-bipper, and a friend of publicans and sinners. Lord, we thank you today that we have this opportunity that we can come and assemble in this house of worship. Lord, we thank you for these that are in attendance this morning, and we pray that as the word of the Lord goes out, that the Spirit of God might take it and use it today in the hearts and the lives of our hearers. We pray this morning you might forgive thy servant. You might give him the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You might today have the Word of God have free reign in all of our lives. And that we'll have a greater love for your Son and for you. For it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. This past week I had an email that I get from different places, and one of them came in this week, and there was an article, and it started off, it said, a pastor walks into a gay bar. And I thought, well, that's pretty interesting. I want to see what the rest of it says. So I began to read it, and it was about a pastor who started a church within a gay bar. It was written by a man by the name of Alex Early. And he based his mission work and based what he was doing on this passage of Scripture that I find that I read in your hearing today. I read the Scripture many times, and as I read through the article and read through some things that he said, I begin to see today a little bit different maybe of what Jesus is saying here in our passage of Scripture today. He says here, and the basis of this man's mission work today was Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners. And as you begin to think about the ministry of Jesus as he walked upon this earth, as he traveled around the shores of Lake Galilee, as he visited the towns and the cities of his day, that he began today a ministry, and all of his ministry was centered around sinners this morning. You read the list of disciples that he chose to follow him, and today you'd have to say they were sinners this morning. It's amazing how, as you begin to read through the Scriptures, and you find that those who came to Jesus, it's a little bit further over in the Gospel of Luke in the 15th chapter, and one of those very familiar chapters in the Scripture, because it gives us the three parables of the sheep, the silver, and the prodigal son. But the basis of those parables today was very clear in verses 1 and 2, because here Jesus is given some criticism by the Pharisees and Sadducees of his day. The Bible says in Luke 15 and chapter 1, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. All the publicans and the sinners came out to hear the word of God delivered by the Son of God. We find that as they were gathered there to hear the message of the Lord, the Bible says, then the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. This man receiveth sinners. Someone wrote a great gospel hymn several years ago called Christ Receiveth Sinful Men. And this morning, as you think today about this passage of Scripture, we find that Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. The Bible identifies Jesus as many things today. It identifies him as the bright and the morning star. Now, to be fair with you, I know very, very, very little about stars. Several years ago, I was invited to speak into a conference down in Louisiana, and they had a man there by the name of Dr. Bob Sinzat, and he preached each morning on a series of messages called The Gospel in the Stars. One morning, about Tuesday morning, the pastor said, "I noticed you didn't say amen." I said, "I have no idea if he's right or not. I know nothing about the stars. I have great problem in identifying those very easily constellations that people always talk about. I can't even find the Big Dipper or the Little Dipper. I know very little about the stars today." Jesus is identified as the Rose of Sharon. One rose looks like another to me. Only thing I can tell, there's some of them's different color. I know very little about roses today. He's identified as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of the Greek alphabet. And I should know a lot about Greek. I had 132 hours of Greek in college because everything I ever took was Greek to me, but I know very little about the Greek language. But when it identifies Jesus Christ as a friend of sinners, then I can identify with that because I know a great deal about sinners today because I live with one myself every day. You see, I think that my favorite title of Jesus would have to be Jesus, the Friend of Sinners. I think that might be Jesus' favorite title today. He said on occasion that his mission was to come, and it wasn't to seek the whole, but it was to seek and to save those which were lost. That was his mission. That's why he came into this world, to seek and to save that which was lost. His message was very simple. Whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely. And the motive of his life was, for God so loved the world. So today, when the Bible tells us here that Jesus Christ is a friend of sinners, we might ought to stop for just a moment and and pay attention to what the Lord is speaking here to each of us today. You see, he identifies and tells us today the person who is the friend. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God, the Bible says, is a friend of sinners. Now, we know that Jesus Christ was man, but he was also very God himself. The Bible identifies a great man by the name of Abraham. Abraham is the one individual who today has a common denominator between the three major religions of the world, and I use that term loosely today, but Abraham is revered by the Jews as the father this morning of the Jewish nation. He is a patriarch of the Jews today. He is the instigator, the father, the founder of the Jews. And they look to him today with great prestige. And he's a very important part of the Jewish religion. The Muslims look to him today and consider him a great prophet. The Christians consider him the father of the faithful. And so today Abraham was a great man. Had great faith. He left Ur of the Chaldees to head to a land that he today God would show him, and he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Abraham was a great, great man. And the Bible identifies him this morning in the book of James as the friend of God. Now that's pretty neat, isn't it? And we think about today, here was a man by the name of Abraham who was the friend of God. But if you ever thought about this very simple thing today, he has nothing on me. Think about it. Jesus is the friend of sinners. Abraham was God's friend. I'm Jesus' friend. Now think about that. That's pretty unique, isn't it? Some folks sometimes think they have very important friends. You know, they have friends today who are important, and some people like to name drop and talk about the different people they know. Well, let me tell you today, I got a friend by the name of Jesus. I don't believe you can get a whole lot higher than that today. He's a faithful friend today. The Bible says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
And Jesus said that, I will never leave you, nor never forsake you. You see, Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor I'll never forsake you. In the book of 2 Timothy, and the 4th chapter, as the Apostle Paul comes to the end of his life, and just a few more days before Paul will be martyred for preaching the gospel. And as he writes this last letter, and as he sends it to his son in the faith, he said in verse 16 of chapter number 4, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Paul was in prison. Paul was now standing before the Roman tribunal. He was standing here to be judged for his crimes. We know that his crime was very simple. He had preached the word of God. He refused to acknowledge Caesar as king and said Jesus was the king. And as he stands here to face these charges, the Bible says that all men forsook him. Everybody left him. Nobody would stand with him. They were afraid, and so they forsook him. But verse 17 said, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me. The Lord never forsook him. Now think about that. The Lord never forsook him. Jesus is a faithful friend, and he'll never leave you nor never forsake you. He'll always be there with you. Several years ago, when I worked at a place in Tupelo, and Mr. Billy Wheeler was the owner, and his had a son that was attending Mississippi State, and one evening he went to a basketball game down there, and I happened to see the news that evening, and at the Mississippi State basketball game, during game, somebody shot a gun off. And of course, there was a lot of things said on the newscast. And so the next day, I asked Mr. Wheeler, I said, you see the shooting? He said, man, I was down. He said, I went down to the restroom. And he said, all at once I come back out, and people was coming down the stairs, and said it was just pandemonium, that it was chaos. And said, I said, what's going on? And the guy said, man, there's somebody up there shooting. Billy said, well, if my son wasn't up there, I'd get out of here. And he said, the guy looked at me and said, my wife's up there, and I'm out of here anyway. You know, sometimes folks forsake you, don't they? They'll leave you. But the Lord will never leave you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and what? He's still there with you.
Amen.
In the presence of your enemies, he'll prepare a table. He'll anoint your head with oil. The Lord is a faithful friend. He'll never leave you, nor never forsake you. No matter what happens to you, he's always there. I'm glad today that Jesus is a friend of sinners this morning. I'm glad that he's a faithful friend who'll never leave us nor never forsake us this morning. But not only is he a faithful friend today, He's a formidable friend. You know, this morning, the Bible says that he's sitting on the right hand of God. He's there as our advocate, interceding for us. Several years ago, back in the late 90s, a man by the name of Garth Brooks had a hit song called "I've Got Friends in Low Places." Well, I got friends in high places. Can't get much higher than sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, can you?
Right.
And there's Jesus Christ sitting there on the throne as my advocate, interceding for me. Sometimes I begin to think about all the things that he does for me and how that he protects me and provides for me and does the things that I sometimes don't understand. He's an on-time friend. He's always there when you need him.
Amen.
I love that song. He's an on-time God. I remember many years ago I was in Fort Polk, Louisiana. But anyway, I managed to stay out of trouble most of the time. But one evening, over about in the night, I went down in the latrine. You don't know what that is as a bathroom. But I was down there and all alone for some reason. And about seven or eight of these inner city boys from Chicago showed up. And they were going to teach a boy from Mississippi a few tricks. It just so happened that from Houston, Texas, was a man by the name of Messick. And he should have been from Mississippi. And about that time he comes in, and here they all are, and they were about to give me a good one. And he grabs a, back then they had cigarette butt cans sitting on the wall, and they were there by a little old, hung there by a little old wooden bracket. And he grabbed that bracket off the wall with a big nail, and he went to work. I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Really, I said, "Thank you, Messick," right then. He showed up right on time. Have you ever thought about how many times Jesus has showed up right on time?
Right.
Just when you need him. He's always there, isn't he?
Amen.
And he's an available friend. You know, he always answers when you call. He's always available. You know, sometimes you call folks and they don't know who you are. They forgot about you. They don't want to take your phone call. They don't want to hear from you. I thought about several years ago, I was with a pastor and he was having a lot of trouble. Somebody came to him and told him about some more trouble that was brewing, and he said, "We need to go to church and pray." And I said, "Okay." And he walks in, he gets down on his knees, and he said, "It's me again, Lord. It's me again, Lord." But the Lord was still available for him. Aren't you glad it doesn't matter how many times you come or how many times you call today, the Lord's always available.
Amen.
You can get up in the morning and you can call on him. You can call on him all during the day and all during the night, and he's always available. He never turns you down. I'm glad today that I can tell you that Jesus Christ is a friend of sinners. But think about what the Bible says today, the people he befriended. You know, somebody says you can tell a lot about a person by the friends. Well, Jesus, the Bible says, befriended sinners, the drunkards, the harlots, the adulterers, the covetous, extortioners, the thieves, and even the religiously deceived. You see, the Pharisees here said he's a friend of publicans and sinners. They were saying it with an and using it as an insult and a sneer. But Jesus so loved the world. You see, he loved sinners. Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul, as he writes to that church, and he talks about being justified and by faith, and he talks about, thanks to Calvary, what the Lord has done for us in chapter number 5. And in verse number 7, he said, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, today you can go to the bars. You can even go to the gay bars. You can go into the jails. You can go into the crack houses. You can go anywhere on the face of this earth today and say Jesus is your friend. Doesn't matter where it's at. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Jesus is your friend, and Jesus loves you.
Amen.
That amazes me today, that the people who he befriends. You know, most of the time you look around and you see people befriend people. And Jesus spoke about that. He said, you know, when you throw a party and you know, you bring all of your friends up to the real close places. But he said, that's not the way it really works. Jesus befriended sinners. Billy Sunday was a great evangelist of yesteryear, and Billy Sunday's always been an interesting character to me, an interesting person to me. Billy Sunday was a great baseball player for the Chicago White Sox. Billy Sunday was also a drunk. One day he was sitting on a curb with a couple of his teammates, and they'd been drinking. And a little lady walked up to him and said, "We're having a gospel meeting tonight, and we'd like to invite you to come." Well, their teammates began to sneer, and she handed them a little pamphlet with the address, and Billy Sunday looked at it and said, "Boys, I think I'll go." That night, Billy Sunday found that Jesus loved him. He quit baseball and became the great evangelist that he was and traveled around the world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, here was a little lady that knew that Jesus was a friend of sinners, even a few drunks sitting on a curbstone. See, Jesus loves you. He loves me. He loves everybody.
Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. What greater truth could I tell anybody today? The people that he befriends. And then the position that he patterned for us. You see, today we must love and be friends of sinners also. Several years ago, I had a friend that was a member of a church and wasn't around here, but I was talking to him one day, and I said, "Well, how's everything going? I know you have a new pastor." And he said, "Man, he stirred up a lot of trouble." I said, "He did." And he began to laugh. He said, "Yeah." That he went over to the trailer park that about several blocks over from us and said he passed out tracts and invited him to church and said all the ladies said they didn't want the trailer park trash coming in and messing up their church. I said, "Well, that's good trouble then." He said, "Hallelujah for the pastor." You see today that if Jesus was a friend of sinners, we have to be a friend of sinners if we love Jesus, don't we? You think about it. Now, he was separate from sinners, and we don't act like sinners. Well, we have to be friends of sinners. Brother Mays Jackson told me one time, he was over in a place called Waycross, Georgia. And I don't know if you've ever been to Waycross, Georgia. You need to go sometime if you hadn't been. Waycross, Georgia is a pretty wild little place over in Georgia. Been there once or twice, but Brother May said he's preaching a meeting over there and said he got back to his motel that night and said, "I'm just fixing to lay down." Said the phone rang, and he said, "I was irritated at the phone." He rang, I picked up and said, "Hello." The pastor said, "Brother Mays." I said, "Yeah." And he called the name of a street there in Waycross, Georgia, where all the bars and the liquor stores was. He said, "The Lord wants me and you to go down there and witness." Brother Mays said, "Are you sure? The Lord said me to go with you." And he said, "Yep." So he said, "All right." So he said, I met him down there, and he said, "Now we're going to go in this bar." And he said, "You go on that right side," and said, "You lay a track on the table and tell them Jesus loves them." And he said, "All right." He said, "I'll start over here." And Brother May said, "Well, I'm going to tell you one thing now. You don't stop there and talk. You meet me at that back door, because we got to get out of here. We'll have to get whooped." Brother May said, "I walked that first table and said, Jesus loves you, and God loves you, and Jesus died for you." Then I was slapping them tracks down, said, I looked back, and he's still at the first table. He said, finally he got back, said, "We started out," said, "This we started out," said, "one of the barmaids came up to us and said, what church are y'all from?" The pastor told her. She said, "Could I come?" And he said, the pastor told her, "Yes, you're welcome to any of our services." Brother May said she came the next night and gave her heart to the Lord. She walked back to that bar and quit. Brother May said the next night we had to go back again. But you see, that's what Jesus did. He was a friend of sinners, wasn't he? I'm glad he was my friend today. I'm glad one day somebody told me about Jesus, the friend of sinners. Is he your friend today? Yes, he is. Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. And the one thing that he always did, he welcomed you to him. Whosoever will may come. What a great invitation from Jesus, the friend of sinners. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and died for us. In his wonderful holy name we pray. Amen.